Welcome back to Mac Minutes, episode 23 for March 30th. Getting the most benefit from Apple News Plus, an immersive magazine and news reading experience. And AirPower project is canceled. Let's get started. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news to you in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In this episode, we are going to discuss Apple's launch of Apple News Plus, an immersive magazine and news reading experience, and making the most of your subscription. We all spend time waiting in line throughout the day. It's a fact of modern life. Some people more than others. Apple News Plus is a tool to use that time, be it just a few minutes a day or an hour, and turn it into something meaningful. This means carrying a device of your choice throughout the day. It's a great time to mention the new Mac Mini and its portability. I think this device is meant for this purpose and taking notes on the go. When you are met with these time-delayed situations, you can now turn this unavoidable lost time into something productive. Being productive is something I value and one of the reasons I started this podcast to give you more tech in less time and omit the meaningless dialogue. Before we go too far into this episode, Apple announced three other services Tuesday. Apple TV Plus, which is their new video subscription service, Apple Arcade, and the Apple Credit Card. In an announcement on Friday, March 29th, Apple announced the AirPower Charging Mat project has officially been canceled. We will come back to that story. These services are not yet available, so I've decided to cover them on a future podcast. Let's get started with our feature story. I think it's important to look at Apple News Plus and build a personal experience that will give you the most for your monthly fee of $9.99. First, for those who have not seen the keynote, I'll cover Apple News Plus briefly before venturing deeper. Let's hit a few highlights. Apple on Tuesday announced Apple News Plus, a new subscription service that brings together more than 300 popular magazines, leading newspapers, and digital publishers into a beautiful, convenient, and curated experience within the Apple News app. It will be found in the left column. This number of magazines is the current availability and will surely grow. If you want to watch the keynote titled "It's Showtime," it's available on Apple TV, YouTube, and the Apple's website. Available in the U.S. and Canada, Apple News Plus presents the best and most relevant articles to meet any range of interests and renowned publications, including numerous magazines and several newspapers. There were initial tech reports stating the Wall Street Journal and Los Angeles Times newspapers were abbreviated versions, when in fact, they are the entire version. Apple News Plus features richly designed layouts, animated covers, vivid photography, and bold typography optimized for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. This is an important feature as the amount of time and frustration one would usually experience adjusting the view when going publication to publication. Apple News Plus adds an even more expansive collection of high-quality stories to the free experience of Apple News, which is the number one news app, according to Apple, and delivers current events coverage from trusted sources. This is important to me as I like news with minimal editorial reporting. I'm not sure where journalism went wrong, but when I went to school, editorializing even a little bit in your reporting would end in a significant grade reduction. There is a 30-day trial period so you can try Apple News Plus and those ideas risk-free. If you decide not to want the Apple Plus version after Apple's 30-day free trial, Apple News users in the U.S. and Canada will be able to continue to enjoy the free news experience within the app on the iPhone, iPad, and Mac, including access to top stories, trending stories, and a personalized feed of articles. To change your subscription, the Manage Subscriptions tab is in the bottom of the left column. Lauren Kern, editor-in-chief of Apple News, said, "We're committed to supporting quality journalism, and with Apple News Plus, we want to celebrate the great work being done by magazines and news outlets. We think the breadth and quality of publications within Apple News Plus will encourage more people to discover stories and titles they may never have come across before," finished Kern. Apple News Plus adds an even more expansive collection of high-quality stories to the free experience of Apple News. Apple News Plus subscribers can access current and past issues and individual articles from several magazines. Let me outline just a few of them. The Atlantic, Better Homes and Garden, Bon Appetit, Traveler, Elle, Entertainment Weekly, ESPN The Magazine, Esquire, Food and Wine, Great Housekeeping, GQ, Health, InStyle, Martha Stewart Living, National Geographic, New York Magazine, The New Yorker, Oprah Magazine, Parents, People, Real Simple, Rolling Stone, Runner's World, Sports Illustrated, Time, Travel and Leisure, Vanity Fair, Vogue, Wired, and Women's Day. There's about 300, and this is an important step. Go through the entire list and divide them into three groups: those that are must-reads, those optional, and the magazines which don't interest you. This will help you as the months go by and it's time to update. I think depending on your interest, a person can find at least a handful that would be considered must-reads. I would hope you'd be able to find more. A side note, if you're debating about the price, if you read 3 to 4 magazines over a month, you have paid for your subscription. Starting with your must-read magazines, add the first must-read magazines to your My Magazines folder. My recommendation is to download them so you are not dependent on Wi-Fi or using your cellular data plan. In the Today and News Plus tabs, subscribers will be presented with individual article and issue recommendations based on both their editorial curation and personalized suggestions that maintain user privacy. Now, when you get stuck in line waiting for an appointment, you open your favorite magazine. For me, I view this as entertainment. This productivity practice makes reading articles even more fun, immersive, and convenient. You could start reading the news, which I'll cover here in a second. Troy Young, president of Hearst Magazine, said, "At Hearst Magazines, we are hyper-focused on creating consumer value through our storied brands, high-quality content, and great experiences. Apple News Plus amplifies our ability to do this in a premium environment with a key audience, elevating the digital magazine experience for millions of iPhone, iPad, and Mac users." Let's move on to viewing the news. For me, as a matter of a preference, I view the news when I can concentrate, but everyone is different. I view it initially in the morning when the house is quiet. Apple News Plus includes the Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, and Toronto Star, which is Canada's largest daily newspaper. Apple News Plus also provides access to premium online publications such as The Skim, The Highlight by Vox, New York Magazine's Sites Vulture, The Cut and Grub Street, and Extra Crunch from Verizon's Media TechCrunch. Subscribers can keep track of publications they are reading in the News Plus tab. Apple News Plus subscribers are presented with individual article and issue recommendations based on editorial curation and personalized suggestions. Robert Thompson, chief executive of News Corp, said, "We are proud to work with Apple, a company that believes in the profound importance of journalism and journalists. The Wall Street Journal is certainly the most trusted newspaper in the U.S., and its coverage of politics, business, economics, national news, and lifestyle issues is nonpareil. We expect through the Apple platform, our journalism will reach and inform many more millions of readers, viewers, and listeners around the country and the world," ended Thompson. If you are on the West Coast, perhaps the Los Angeles Times is your preference. Norman Perlstein, executive editor of the Los Angeles Times, said, "Apple News Plus provides a perfect platform for our expanded coverage of news, analysis, and opinion. We share a world vision that is informed by our California roots and by our common commitment to innovation and excellence," finished Perlstein. Depending on your time, you can add news publications as time permits. The key is to have a go-to news or magazine story you can access in seconds without fumbling. This will turn lost minutes into educational and entertaining minutes, virtually eliminating the unavoidable frustration coming from waiting. If you are in a news story and you're at a point where you need to stop, in News on your macOS menu, go to File, Save Story. It will be on the left column bottom, Saved Stories, so you can pick it up and view it on another device if you want to. Command S is to save, Command D is to delete. For iOS, go to the upper right corner Share button and look for the flag to save. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, this is the only service that is immediately available in the U.S. for $9.99 a month and in Canada for $12.99 a month. For my beloved Mac Minutes listeners in the U.K. and Australia, Apple News Plus will be available later this year. To sign up for Apple News Plus, customers must update to iOS 12.2 or macOS 10.14.4. Through family sharing, up to 6 family members can share one Apple News Plus subscription. Now let's finish the episode with the AirPower charging mat being canceled after it was announced in late 2017. We had an inclination from tech reports that there were technical problems. Well, Apple confirmed them. I think this just confirms how difficult the Qi wireless charging is to work correctly. Dan Riccio, Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering, in a statement said, "After much effort, we've concluded AirPower will not achieve our high standards and we have canceled the project. We apologize to those customers who are looking forward to the launch. We continue to believe that the future is wireless and are committed to push the wireless experience forward." He finished, "I am sure there will be a time in the future when a reliable Qi charging product for all our devices will be pushed forward from Apple. Just not yet, and that's okay with me." I do want to take a second and talk about our Mac Minutes podcast group. We have started this Facebook group where you can add to discussions, ask questions, or provide recommendations for future episodes. Let's talk about what happened during the March 25th special event. What did you like or dislike? We now have Mac Minutes podcast coffee mugs available, and we'll be putting some bonus episodes out there in the near future. It's free to join, and if you search Mac Minutes podcast group, you can request access. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Get out there and enjoy the spring weather.